This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Drops it off to Vooch, he'll dunk it down. Daddy Vooch!
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
Throws up ahead to Isaac, and look at the tomahawk from the Seminole. Oh, Chief Osceola's smiling somewhere.
Now here's your host, Jake Chapman.
And welcome into Magic Drive Time. I'm your host, Jake Chapman. Tuesday, October 8th, the Orlando Magic 2-0 now on the preseason after a win last night in Detroit. It's on to Atlanta. We'll see the Hawks tomorrow night at 7:30. The Young Hawks will have pregame for you at 7 o'clock on the Magic Radio Network. And my guest today, typically in the big chair, he is en route to Atlanta, Georgia. Dante Marcatelli joins me now. And Dante, you and I are kind of old, crusty radio guys, so I know we don't understand the internet and all these things, memes and all of that stuff, but I was talking to Ben Rivera, Mr. 413, this morning, and he was explaining to me this meme that I've seen before online. I never really understood exactly what it was, but it's basically this guy on a college campus sitting with a cup of coffee, and the meme is you fill in whatever your unfair opinion is, and then you say, change my mind. And I want to present that to you today, Dante. Change my mind, the Magic are going 82-0.
Wow. How about, first of all, I love that statement. Second of all, what do you mean by meme? I'm even more crusty that you have to explain to me what is a meme.
I don't understand exactly what it means. Stephen A. Smith calls them memes. That's all I know about it.
I know. That can't be right.
That's not right at all.
I like it. Okay, so change your mind. 82. Well, the only thing I can say to that is it's never been done before.
No.
Probably not going to happen.
Right.
What do we see? 72 wins was about as close as we got. But I like your moxie, and I like what you're thinking, because this Magic team, two games, and say preseason doesn't mean much necessarily, but I beg to differ. I think for a team that really found its stride the last 31 games of last year, I think it was important to show that you could kind of pick up and be that team right out of the gates, and they certainly have. And let me overreact about our defense here for a second, Jake. Mm. Right? Two games, you're allowing 90 points a game, and teams are shooting 36.5%.
Is that good? Will that play?
I think that's good. I think that, to use your word, which I still don't know what it means, but if you extrapolate that out over an entire season, I think you're sitting in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, you're maybe 75 wins. Well, I'll bend a little bit. How about 75-7? Does that work?
All right, I'll do that. I'm not going to change your mind on that. That's exactly what we're going to do.
D, how about the turnovers? 22 in game one against San Antonio, 19 forced last night. Active hands. And again, it's preseason. You know, the second half of games, you get late in those games. You got a lot of guys on the team who are just fighting to make the team. But you got to like what you've seen from the starting, 9-10 as far as the Magic go on the defensive side of the ball, certainly, and forcing those turnovers, getting in passing lanes, and active, aggressive defense. We know that's what Coach Clifford wants.
That's what he wants. He wants deflections. He wants active deflections, 35 to 40 a game, and he's gotten that in the first two games. These guys have been very active, and with that length, it'd be a shame with those long arms, Mo Bamba, Jonathan Isaac, Markelle Fultz, if they weren't displaying active hands. So they're doing exactly what's asked of them. That's part of Cliff's scheme, and really that's how you defend in today's NBA. They had the best defensive rating the last 31 games of last season. And again, they're showing that stuff has stuck. They completely understand what it takes to be a good defensive team, and they're carrying it over. And listen, how difficult is it in a 24-second shot clock where everyone's trying to play quick and you're trying to get a shot off, within the first 10 to 15 seconds of your possession, and you can't get anywhere with those long arms and the Magic's ability to switch. They're challenging every pass. They're challenging every shot. And if you get a deflection or two in a possession, you're barely lucky to get a good shot off. So they're showing that activity on the defensive end. And on the other side, too, Jake, I think it's impressive. You had 12 turnovers yourself. That's how you're going to win a lot of basketball games. Coach Cliff's teams are typically one of the best in the NBA at protecting the basketball. 12 turnovers. Four of those were from Fultz, obviously, who's still a little rusty, deservedly so, trying to work his way back. And three from Aaron Gordon, who just kind of over-dribbled a little bit. So everyone else protecting the basketball, and I, I think both sides of the ball, that's a good sign.
I want to get to both Markell and Aaron. Let's start with AG because that was the story of the game, at least the first half last night, 13 first quarter points, really getting what he wanted to against the Pistons. And, you know, you can look around the league. There's not too many teams who bring the physicality as far as big men go as much as the Pistons do with Drummond and Blake Griffin and that defense that they're able to trot out there. What'd you see from AG last night? And I guess part two of the question, D, what's next for Aaron Gordon? He's a guy who seems like he's sort of added incrementally to his game year in and year out. Last year, I think we saw a much more complete version of who he is. But what's the next step for him?
Yeah, you're right. Well, I'll answer the second part first. I think last year, the next step was prove you can be one of the best defensive players in the NBA. And he took that challenge and prove that you can help your teammates, you know, prove that you can distribute the basketball. And he did that with a career high nearly four assists per game last year for the Magic. So he took those two challenges in stride. And I think this year, you know, he wants to be 18, 19, 20 points a game. I think if he can become a reliable scorer, a reliable three-point shooter, which he was last year, and continue to go to work in the post, I think he wants to, that's the next facet of his game that he wants to add, is to be a reliable post player. But look, we saw it all last night, I thought, on full display, 19 points in the first half. I thought what's going to stand out in everybody's mind was his move on Andre Drummond, where he crossed him over, put the ball on the floor, took it to the basket, threw down a dunk. I think if we could start to see more of that, we didn't see a ton of that. Aaron tends to show his entire offensive repertoire in a possession, and he can kind of get a little too dribble happy, and we did see that a couple times. So I think he's got to eliminate those. But if he can show that he can go north and south a little quicker and kind of eliminate some of the east-west stuff and just put his head down and get right to the basket, then I think you're saying something. Then I think that adds a completely different facet to this game. And now, Jake, you're in a position where you've got Jonathan Isaac spotting up in the corner, and he's proven he can knock down a couple of threes. You've got Nick Vucevic out there on the perimeter that you know he can knock down a three. When Mo comes in, he might be our best three-point shooter right now, we've seen in two games. So you've got bigs that are on the wing. So if you can get past his defender, which has been a problem at times with him now playing the three, but if he can get past his defender, there's nobody there. There's nobody in the lane that can contest with his athleticism, so he should be able to finish. So I'm looking forward to see how that plays out. And now, you know, let's get him a couple of baskets on that low block as well.
He mentioned the mid-post game was what he worked on over the summer. That'll certainly be a big addition. You bring up Mo. I mean, Dante, I had no idea. I think I saw when he was coming out of Texas that he had what looked like a nice jumper that maybe would project and develop into a nice jump shot eventually. But I'm watching him last night going, like you said, I'm not sure anybody's got a better stroke on the team than the big Mo Bamba when it comes to, as far as shooting from the perimeter. He looks outstanding right now. And, I mean, dear God, if that opens up, it's just going to develop the rest of his game so much more so. And guys got to close out on him, then what do you do? Now he's running the pick and pop game, the pick and roll game. Future very bright for Mo Bamba if he's going to knock down three-pointers.
Boy, I tell you what, I had to get the nail on the head there. I mean, okay, the days are gone, Jake, and it's hard. You know, you mentioned crusty old radio guys. I'm still kind of a crusty old NBA guy, and it's hard for me to let the post game die.
Right.
But you have to. And you have to. And I'm not used to these seven-footers out there knocking down threes. Conversely, a guy that you covered for a number of years up there in Detroit, Andre Drummond, fired off a three, which did not look so nice.
No, and they're not. Nobody's too excited about that up there. Not anywhere near the excitement that we have for Mo shooting threes.
No, that's the thing. So you look, it really is a skill for a guy with that size, and he's an inch or two taller than Drummond, longer arms, and he just has that beautiful stroke, which he's been working on. So I mean, he's a legit three-point weapon for this Magic team. You know, he'll have his struggles, like everybody will, and you'll go cold for a little bit, but he's a legitimate weapon. So now you've got to run him off the line. Yeah, exactly. He starts working that pick and pop. He starts working that pick and roll, and at 7 feet with those long arms, just imagine that two-man game that he and Fultz can play where Bama can slip out for a three, and you got to protect that, or he can fake the slipping out to the three and just rim run and just catch lobs. So I think they'll continue to fine-tune that. But I think just, you know, you look at how hard he's worked to get back on the floor, just 47 games last year and all these wrinkles that he's added to his game. This guy's a legit weapon, and he's just getting started, Jake. He's about to go into year two. He's 21 years old. What does this guy look like 3 or 4 years from now?
Mm. I don't know. It's going to be very scary, I think, for the rest of the league if he keeps developing this way.
I want an answer. I want to know exactly.
Okay. Let me. Can I get, do a book report and get back to you on that? But you know what, D? Coach Clifford talked about purpose, like Mo playing with purpose and kind of further understanding his role. And I think you saw, you know, maybe last year was a little bit humbling for him. Maybe he took the offseason and really put his head down. And now he's going out there. And yes, it's two preseason games. But I think certainly you're seeing what you want to see right now as far as the development of Mo Bamba goes. And you mentioned that two-man game off the bench. Look, Markell, I think the story after San Antonio, we talked about it yesterday, was just him getting out there and getting that first game behind him. Last night, he was out there and maybe turned the ball over a little bit, but he also was creating for his teammates with that second unit, 7 assists for Markell. And the jumper's going to come eventually. We're going to be patient with that, obviously. We know offensively what he can do, just getting into the lane and creating for his teammates. If he's out there distributing like he was last night, and maybe cleaning up the turnovers a little bit, that bench bunch is going to be lethal, D.
No, you are exactly right. Think about that. Think about what that second unit looks like. And Coach Cliff has now said, you know, he likes a 9-man rotation, and on some nights he's going to have to go to 10. You
right.
almost have to with the weapons that you have. And by the way, Michael Carter-Williams is playing, and Kem Birch, who you haven't even seen a ton of him yet, what he can do. But Markell Fultz is the guy that's going to make that all run. And I think about a veteran in Aminu who knows exactly where to be, and Markell will hit him in the right spot. And then you have a guy like Bamba, who, you know, kind of the things that we just mentioned. But you just look at Markell with the basketball. He's got those big hands. You know, you've shaken them. Those things are rocks.
Yep.
And they're strong. And so defensively, it's going to be hard for guys to get by him. But I look at that one sequence where he kind of put a few spin moves on Derrick Rose, not the same Derrick Rose that was the MVP a couple of years ago, but still Derrick Rose and still a very talented point guard in this league. And he had no idea where Markell was going and just kind of went to that little 10-foot floater. And he seems to have that floater down. He's got it a couple of times. And listen, you're exactly right. We're going to have patience with that jump shot, and he'll continue to fine-tune that. You know, some guys, it's many years until they get the finished product on that jump shot. So he's got plenty of time at 21 years old. But, you know, he missed a three last night. He missed two threes in the first game. And, Jake, I don't even care. The fact that the guy is willing to take them, he's making the right play, he's making the right decisions, he knows for the better of the offense, if he never takes that shot, a.k.a. Ben Simmons, then you can just pack defensively in the lane.
Yep.
If he knows if he's got an open shot, he's going to take it. That's going to come. He's going to knock those down. But I love that there's no hesitation. I love that he's hoisting them up. I love that he trusts everything that he put in this summer to be out there on the floor. And now, like you saw the comments last night, he's just playing. He's just playing basketball and without pressure and eventually become the number one pick in the draft. Boy, I think that's something pretty exciting for Magic fans.
And it's funny. I mean, obviously, if he's going to miss, you know, 20 out of 25 threes, then maybe he shouldn't be shooting them. But I think just the willingness to shoot them, Dante, is what's most important. Just
right.
The willingness to pull the trigger. Now, at least the defense has to think about it. Whereas with somebody like Ben Simmons, they know that it's not going up, so they can pack the paint that way. You want to make the shots clearly, and that'll space the defense out
right.
a little bit more. But sometimes it's just
better than Andre Drummond. It looks better. You know, if you don't want Andre Drummond having the liberty to shoot threes. So it looks better than that.
Correct.
I think it looks fine, but he said, listen, the guy's rusty, as we know, and hasn't played, and those are going to go down. But you're right. Just the mentality that this is the right basketball play, the right shot, and he's taking them, and eventually they're going to go.
It's on to Atlanta. That'll be tomorrow night, 7:30 for the tip time, 7 o'clock for Magic tonight on the Magic Radio Network. It's Magic Drive Time. I'm your host, Jake Chapman. Dante Marcatelli on his way to Atlanta. He'll join me when we come back. So will Ben Rivera, Mr. 413. Little hoop scoop when we return. Hey, Magic fans, be at the center of the excitement as the team takes on the top opponents. See teams like the Lakers, the Golden State Warriors, and the Philadelphia 76ers as they visit Amway Center. Get your seats now at OrlandoMagic.com. It's big games. Above all, more Magic Drive Time when we come back right here on 96.9 The Game.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Here comes T. Ross. The headband's on. He'll fire for three. Three in a row? Yes, sir!
Magic fans, bring your group out and experience the best Amway Center has to offer. You can play where the pros play with our Court of Dreams package, or perform pregame and let Center Court become center stage. You can also join the kids' tunnel and high-five the pros. The group experiences are endless. What are you waiting for? Call 407-89-MAGIC to take advantage of these amazing group opportunities. Special price available for groups of 10 or more.
Magic fans, are you in need of a new roof? Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who's been trusted for years to provide quality work and products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit cbroofing.com and mention the Magic to receive $500 off your new roof.
I'm Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding. With home values at an all-time high, smart homeowners are using RP Funding to access their home equity now more than ever. Home equity could be the best way to finance home improvements, consolidate debt, make investments, or even large purchases. But don't use your home equity to pay closing costs. Let me pay them instead. Call 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634, or visit rpfunding.com.
Terms and conditions apply. See website NMLS 701-68 Equal Housing.
Hey, Magic fans. When the Magic win, you win with Papa John's Pizza. The day after a Magic win, get 50% off regular menu price online orders at papajohns.com when you use the promo code MAGICWIN. That's right. Celebrate a Magic win the next day with 50% off online orders at Papa John's. And don't miss a shot. Track your order live with Papa Track. Papa John's, official pizza of the Orlando Magic. Offer good online only, not valid with any other discounts, delivery fee and taxes extra, and not subject to discount offer.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you wanna do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Do the do.
This is Jonathan Isaac from the Orlando Magic, celebrating big wins and the work that gets you there. For those who use disappointments, turning them into opportunities to learn, to grow, and to thrive. For those who rise every day with the sole purpose of improving on who they were yesterday. The experts at Advent Health support you for proving we all have the power to rise to any challenge. Advent Health. Feel whole.
Hey, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew a qualifying Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic Nike Swingman jersey in the color of your choice. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center or orlandomagic.com/annual pass for more information.
Take away though. Markelle Fultz says, I'll take it back behind the dribble front court. He'll take it to the other end and pack it down. Markelle Fultz, how do you do?
How do you do, Mr. Fultz? Markelle Fultz last night in Detroit, 7 assists off the bench for the Orlando Magic as they get the win in preseason game number 2. Final score 115-91. I'm your host, Jake Chapman. This is Magic Drive Time, and this is Hoop Scoop.
As part of our obligation to you, the fan, we've spent countless minutes scouring the internet today to bring you the hottest NBA topics. This is Hoop Scoop.
All right, Hoop Scoop. We got Dante Marcatelli on the horn. We've got Mr. 413, Ben Rivera, in studio. And Ben, I just want you to know it took some lobbying for me to get you back on the air here.
Yeah, you know, I just want to thank you personally first. Like, I know it was almost like a last-ditch effort, you know, I mean...
Well, when Dante's on the road, I need somebody else in here. I can't do everything on my own.
I mean, you didn't have any other choice, you know? So, I mean, I guess here we are. But, you know, it's a hoop.
Well, yeah, I just need you to understand two things. One, it wouldn't happen if I was there in the studio. And two, he needed a body. It was either you or someone from the break room, Ben. But listen, but that being said, I think you're going to knock it out of the park. Let's go. You got it.
There was nobody in the break room.
That just means, like, away games are my favorite now. Like,
there you
it
go.
Gives me a chance to talk.
Yes, keep the team out on the road. Keep Ben on the radio. All right, Mr. Rivera, a little hoop scoop for us. What do you got?
All right, Marcus Morris of the New York Knicks bumping into Wizards' Justin Anderson. Did you see it and your thoughts on it?
Okay, so this was, he was trying to clear space, right? At first, he throws a very wild elbow.
That was vicious.
Justin Anderson. That was very, very vicious. But that wasn't enough. And so then he bops him over the head with the basketball. And, D, I covered Marcus Morris in Detroit. Not out of character at all for either of the Morris boys. But that was a little bushly. I mean, it's preseason. What are you doing?
Well, I didn't like that at all. And you know what? It's funny. You never know the history between players. You never know if they go back to college or had some dust-ups in the NBA. Justin Anderson is a guy that will get under your skin.
Right.
Markieff Morris is the same. So they are two like players in that mold. But I thought I was watching an and-one mixtape. I really did. I was waiting for the professor to go off the forehead, catch it, go around and lay it in, or throw it up to escalate. I didn't really quite know what I was watching there. I didn't know if I should hate it though. I kind of got a chuckle out of it.
So you're not buying into setting the new standard for the Knicks at all?
No, I'm not.
No.
I thought that was a poor way to say, hey, this is our team. This is what we're rolling out. This is Knicks basketball. Unless, Jake, sign me up. If we're going to see stuff like that every game, sign me up. I'll watch the Knicks.
And that's the thing, D. I realize I got carried away with the preseason as far as the Magic go, but if you're going to establish Knicks basketball in the preseason by bopping dudes over the head with the basketball, then you got a long way to go. What's next, Benny?
All right. We were just talking about it. Zion Williamson dunking all over the Hawks. Thoughts on it? Are you buying into this hype?
Yes. All it took was that one dunk. What was that, about 2 minutes into the game? And I was like, oh, anoint him. Put him in Springfield. Like, he's, I'm just so excited to watch this rookie class. I think it's going to be fun. The NBA is in such a good place. We were talking about the Hawks before. You think about the young talent in this league right now. But Zion, I mean, the thing with him is the dunks are going to be fun, but defensively, he could absolutely wreck game plans. I think he will live up to the hype as big as it's been and as much as it is. I think he'll get pretty dang close anyways.
I think so. I think this is a can't miss. I think this is as much a lock as we've had at number one in the last 10, 20 years. He is going to draw a crowd. Both teams are enamored with him. Both benches are blown away with everything that this guy can do at that size and the way he can fly. And you mentioned the young players. Not only the young players in this league, the young players on that team. And does it not look like Lonzo Ball has been reborn?
You had something on Lonzo, didn't you?
You know, I'm actually glad that Dante brought that up. Because, you know, everyone's been focusing on Markelle Fultz's jumper. Ben Simmons, if he's able to shoot a three this year.
Right.
But what about Lonzo Ball? I mean, his jump shot looks like it's been improving just slightly. You know,
he reworked it a little bit, but to me, he's still bringing it across his face. Like, that's the whole thing. If he's a right-handed shooter and he's bringing it up on the left side of his head, then I'm not sure it's ever going to work out, but it does look better. And I'm not rooting against Lonzo. I realize a lot of people did, partially because of his dad, partially because of all the hype. I just never thought that jumper was going to play if he always shot it the way he did, which is bringing it all the way across his body, D.
And you know what? He looks better. He looks different. He looks better. He looks sleeker. He's moving better with the basketball. He looks more confident. I don't think that shot is ever going to look good. I'm with you.
Right.
But I don't know that it needs to. I think you've got a lot of players in today's game that can make it work without that bona fide jump shot. He didn't distance himself from his family, but he kind of did a little bit. I think it was good for him to get out of L.A. If anyone needed a change of scenery, it was him. And I don't know. He just looked like a different player last night with a lot of confidence. And I think, you know, if you talk about Zion Williamson and all eyes are going to be on him, there's no pressure on Lonzo. And I think he's going to raise a lot of eyebrows, too.
Yeah, David Griffin, a phenomenal job rebuilding that thing that quickly.
Yes.
Little help, obviously, from the ping pong balls. But interesting to watch the Pelicans, certainly, this year. I think the Pelicans and the Hawks are probably my league pass teams. I got to keep an eye on those guys all year long. He's Dante Marcatelli on the way to Atlanta. It'll be the Magic and the Hawks preseason game number 3 tomorrow night, 7:30 tip, 7 o'clock, of course, for the pregame show on the Magic Radio Network. D, give him the TV info before you go.
Okay, you got it. We'll hit the air at 7:30 tomorrow night. The Magic and the Hawks, myself, David Steele, Jeff Turner. No pregame, but we're going to be on Fox Sports Florida at 7:30. Our first telecast of the season. We're fired up. It should be a lot of fun. And great job, Jake, in the big chair today. And nice job by Ben. I thought he did fine.
Nice job, Ben.
I think it's going to work out, Jake.
I think so. I'll pull back his pink slip. I think I could probably still grab it out of the inner office mail.
And you know what, Jake? And I know you know this, but I know it's good for you to hear Dennis Newman again. Just the last couple of years, I know you heard him from afar, but getting to work with him again, and of course he'll be on the radio right here at 96.9 The Game tomorrow at 7 o'clock. How good is the D man? He's in midseason form.
Oh, he started. I mean, he's in midseason form midsummer. I'll give him a call and say, hey, what's going on? I'm like, are we on the radio right now? He's the best, and we're having a blast, and it's great to be back. Have a good broadcast tomorrow night, D. We'll catch up with you a little bit later on. Okay.
You got it. Talk to you soon, guys.
All right, there he is, Dante Marcatelli. My name is Jake Chapman. This has been Magic Drive Time. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition right here, 96.9 The Game.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
The Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center is the official destination for authentic Magic gear, including the latest apparel for men, women, and children. Pick up clothing and accessories for any type of fan. Purchase cool collectibles and memorabilia, or snag our latest Nike jerseys to feel like your favorite Orlando Magic players. Stop by the Team Shop at Amway Center Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or head to OrlandoMagicShop.com to get your gear now.